Extremely local news is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Joining us right now, Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy.
All right. Tell us about these adorable little foxes. It's a fox family in Millennium Park.
It's a fox family in Millennium Park. It's yes, it is pretty adorable. I was on here a couple weeks ago talking about the huge snapping turtle in the Chicago River.
Yeah, I saw that.
This is, I would say, arguably cuter. you know, that guy was cool to look at, and he was sitting on a big rusty chain. But we've got six fox kits, two adults, and the fox kits are about. Cat-sized. They showed up in Millennium Park a couple weeks ago. They walked right in. Not a great idea of exactly where they came from, but speculation they would have come up the train tracks and gotten in that way. And they've been showing up there. They hide during the day, but they come out in the morning and evening to look for food and hunt around. And yesterday they were out there frolicking. Our photographer Colin Boyle was out early and just got some adorable pictures. You really have to see them to appreciate it. But two of them, like I said, about cat size. They're kissing each other, rubbing noses. One not so cute, unless you're a hardcore city dweller. It was one of the babies had a nice fat rat in its mouth.
Well, it's doing its job to clean up the city.
Exactly. So I think, you know, we can say these foxes are definitely allies to us. But the park district says, be respectful of them. Don't scare them away. They are, we're sharing the park with them. They do section off part of it when they are out and frolicking, just so people don't get too close for them. We don't want to scare them away, because it's pretty darn cute to have them live in the city's front yard.
That is really cute. I saw one on my way in. I was filling in for Bob Surratt like a month or two ago, and I saw a fox. Maybe it was last summer, actually. But it's really weird to just see a fox in the middle of an urban dwelling, you know? Kind of weird.
It really is. Jen Sabella, our executive editor, has them in her backyard, and she sends us pictures of them eating the cat food out of the back porch. It's pretty cute. We've checked, and they said that it's not actually a surge in the fox population. I think we're just they're showing themselves maybe a little bit more, or we're seeing them a little bit more, or we're putting it on Twitter and Instagram a little bit more. But it's great to see.
I like looking at them. All right, let's go to Uptown. The Black Ensemble Theater is planning an expansion.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool project. The Black Ensemble Theater has been at 4450 North Clark Street for more than 10 years in the Uptown neighborhood, but they've really long had plans to go big, and they just this week they're announcing that they're undertaking a project. They're going to build across the street for a whole new performance center, but it's going to be more than that. They're also going to do some media and tech center for the neighborhood, what's really interesting is they're going to build a giant apartment building for that's going to be open to artists with affordable prices. So they want to move the artists from the neighborhood all into this little cultural corridor and really renovate that section of Uptown. There's a couple buildings that they've bought already and plan to knock down that were kind of low-rise retail centers and other places. So it's about a $70 million project, and they've got some funding left to round up. But Mackenzie Scott, the philanthropist, she gave $5 million to it already. So they've got some heavy hitters backing it up, and they've been fundraising as well. But they're planning on hopefully starting building maybe in the next year or two. It will have a public plaza as well. So a really cool little stretch of Uptown. This is just a little bit north of Montrose on Clark Street.
In other art news, my good friend Tony Fitzpatrick is a wonderful Chicago artist, and he introduced me to the art of Ed Paschke. The Ed Paschke Art Center in Jefferson Park will be reopening?
It will be reopening. That's the plan. They're targeting Ed's birthday, which would have been June 22nd, 2024, his next birthday. The center's been closed now for since 2020. It shut down during the pandemic and has not reopened. There were projects on the books to expand it, and they just got approval yesterday by the city council to move forward with it. This is at 5415 West Higgins. It's in Jefferson Park. Great art gallery, and they want to make it even better by boosting its size, making the gallery much larger, adding places for students as well, an educational area, making it taller and a little bit more airy to really show Ed's work and the other work that gets displayed there. So they hope to have shovels in the ground, as they say, in August, get it ready by Ed's birthday in 2024. He passed away a little bit ago, but in his honor, they are continuing the work and showing his art at the gallery in Jefferson Park.
Super. Good to talk to you, Seamus.
Thanks, Wendy.